underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1 FM.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Competition that can cause us to be anxious and worrying. When am I going to get this, or when is this going to happen? No, Father, my mind is going to be stayed on you because you keep me in perfect peace. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 26 through 27, the scripture reads, "Behold the fowls of the air." I'll read this from the New International Version, starting at verse 25. "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear." Notice here, Jesus is not telling people not to eat and drink, but he's saying, don't worry about it. Don't worry about where it's coming from. He's not saying don't put clothes on your body, but don't worry about, am I going to be able to be clothed? We have to put our confidence in God. "And what you will wear, is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes?" I don't know if you've ever been there, but amen, especially coming out fast, I'll get to times where I want to have an eating binge. Amen. Just want to eat what I see. Amen. Y'all ain't got to say amen, but I know some of y'all have been there. Amen. I know in certain cultures, specifically the island cultures, to where eating is just the way of life. Amen. You're not having fun till you ate three or four times. Amen, somebody. But it's the same thing with clothing or anything. We can get caught up in all these different things that we don't have and start worrying and complaining to God, saying, God, why don't I? He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on me. Worrying about things can take us out of the peace of God. Look at your neighbor and say, don't worry. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. In other words, they're not farmers. They're not sowing seed, waiting on a harvest, or they're not doing anything as far as saving is concerned. But yet, our Heavenly Father feeds them. We sow and reap. We save, but yet we still have a tendency to worry. He's saying the birds of the air, they don't worry. Your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Look at your neighbor and say, don't worry. We can't do anything by worrying. All worrying does is cause stress and more anxiety. He says, I am Jehovah Shalom. I'm the God of your peace. Turn with me, if you will, to Philippians chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. In Philippians chapter 4, normally we just read verse 19, but it's important that we connect it with verse 18. Paul says, I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Aphrodite the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Many times, and I've done this myself, we'll preach, and my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Well, he does. He provides for us. But you have to understand, Paul is saying this in connection to the fact that he received the seed that they had sown. In order to be a receiver, I want you to know that you have to be a giver. In the world, they used to have a saying that says, you didn't put in on this. How many know, in order to receive God's blessings, you have to have a heart of liberality, a heart of generosity, to where it says, God, I will sow and I know I'm going to reap. That's why Paul says, and my God shall supply all of your needs, because I've seen what you've done. If Epaphroditus has brought these gifts unto me that you gave. See, the church in Macedonia was a giving church. And he was letting them know the promise that was coming to them because they were givers. Worry about personal and family security. Go with me, if you will, to Psalms 23, just one verse, verse number 4. Psalms 23, verse 4. Some of you would say, well, I know this verse, but I want you to see this morning in a different light. All of us at some point in our life is going to have a bout with worry. How many know you don't have to lose that fight? It's going to come, but we can win. In Psalms 23, verse 4, we find David here saying, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. If you have the King James, I'm going to ask you to read that with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Let's read that again. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Why am I saying to read this? We'd be amazed of how the enemy wins concerning us over one issue, death. Many people worry about dying. How many know when you've accepted Christ as your Savior, there's no fear of death? For us, absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Satan will use that as a tool to antagonize us. You're going to die. I'm saved. If I die, I go be with the Lord. There is no death. I am eternal. And I'll spend eternity in heaven with God. Look at your neighbor and say, don't fear death. Listen, death is appointed to everybody. At some point, you're going to die, but you don't have to fear death. Death is coming. Amen. At its set time, death is coming. But I want you to know that we're not to live in fear of death. I can remember all the different things that took place. Y2K came about, and even just thinking about the end time, some people get afraid just, oh, the rapture, you know, or the tribulation. Well, the tribulation's coming whether you worry or not. Our worrying does not stop the tribulation from taking place. Amen. But if you have no fear of death, then you just know I'm going to go from one place to another place, from one form in my body to another form. This corruptible is going to take on the incorruptible or immortality. I have no fear of death. And David understood, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God, you are with me. Why do you think they read this particular Psalms at funerals the most? Because now that you're dealing with death, there has to be encouragement that says, I will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with us. He's the God of peace, and we don't have to worry about death. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7. I want to let you know who you serve today. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7, we see that the scripture says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I want you to know that you have on the inside of you the Prince of Peace. If Jesus is living on the inside of you, you have peace inside of you today. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to be overly concerned. Peace is in you. Jehovah Shalom says, I live in you and I am the Prince of Peace. Philippians 4 and 6. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, the King James Version says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What is Paul's command here? He says from the New International Version, do not be anxious about anything, overly concerned, worrying about everything, but in every situation, look at your neighbor and say every. Not just some, not the ones that you feel like you can handle, because many times that's what we got, peace, when we're really thinking, I can handle it. But peace should really come in every situation. Why? Because we're saying, Jehovah Shalom, you are our peace. We're saying, Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace on the inside of my heart. And I will not be overly concerned. I will not be anxious about anything. I will not worry, because just like you take care of the birds in the air, you take care of the flowers, God, you're going to take care of me. You are my peace. He says, but in every situation by prayer and petitioning God, telling God about it, with thanksgiving, being grateful unto God. Present your request unto him, and then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, begins to guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, turn with me, if you will, to Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. Look at your neighbor and say, I have peace. Now look at the other one and say, don't worry. Operating in the shalom peace of God. How many got peace today? Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's so easy to be tempted to get in worry. I mean, sometimes we get worried and anxious, that's when we get angry. Worry is tied to fear. So now I'm afraid and I'm worried, not trusting God, frustrated. But he says the Prince of Peace lives on the inside of you. He'll give us perfect peace when our mind is stayed on him. This is demonstrated in Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. Y'all have heard this passage preached. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him alone, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up. A squall would be another name for a strong storm or a line of storms. And the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, or in the lower parts of the ship, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said, teacher, don't you care if we drown? I want you to look at this for a moment. How did they go from seeing a storm to automatically believing they was going to drown? That's what fear and worry does. When we get overly concerned, you can go from something small to where becoming so great to where now I'm dead, it's over, I don't know what I'm going to do. Just because you see a problem does not automatically mean you're going to fail. Just because you see a problem does not mean you're automatically going to lose.